This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, let's talk about Bill Belichick a little bit because this has less to do with his coaching acumen and more to do with his, I guess, his life choices and or the choices being foisted upon him by those around him. Because everyone is now aware of his super hot girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, who he's been seeing on the red carpet with, who has been very much a presence now at Chapel Hill in North Carolina at a lot of those activities and events relating to football. But the reason that she and they and he went viral over the weekend comes from a CBS Mornings interview he did. Now, Belichick is writing a book that they are trying to pump up. So that, like, he's already a pretty quiet, clandestine guy who doesn't talk to the media much about stuff more than he has to. And so this is a little bit rare, but he's also turned over this new leaf with this new girlfriend who's 48 years younger than him, where, you know, they've been photographed together on Instagram doing like goofy stuff that you would just never think associated with Bill Belichick. But I want you to hear this clip from the CBS Mornings, because I think we have questions here.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
And that's fine.
How did you guys meet?
Mm-hmm. Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on, though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
You join InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing, I know you're not into meditation or yoga or Pilates. You're balancing Jordan on your feet and she's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms, but I honestly don't follow them.
So, and she interjected at the start of that exchange that they're not going to talk about how they met, which is interesting because as we brought up earlier and Schulte brought up in Stockwatch, when they first started dating, people had that question about them. And there was a pretty, I don't want to say elaborate, but there was a detailed story about them meeting on a plane, her reading a book for a class, them discussing the class, and him signing her book. And so she even had, I think she has the book signed. Now, he could sign that book anytime. That doesn't have to be where they met. But the way that she controlled the, I mean, the guy is 73 years old and the greatest coach in the history of the NFL. He could probably handle his own questions. So the fact that she's interjecting, we're not going to answer that. And according to CBS, this happened all the time throughout the interview. It's weird to see, or think that he would be cool being, I don't want to say controlled like this, but to have somebody kind of guardrailing what he's doing so much.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily ready to jump off to all the conspiracy theories that some people are putting out there, and we can get to some of those, but what is your take on this?
I think that Cowherd had a good point in sometimes when you have interviews like this, especially like Colin said, hey, when I have interviews, there is a PR person with me. And it's very clear that that is what Jordan has now kind of taken over with Bill. That being said,
she's his personal chief of staff, basically.
She's his fixer. Yeah. She's doing everything for him, and it's clear that she really enjoys doing that. What I think is weird is if you had come out with this story about meeting on an airplane,
why wouldn't you run that back?
Just say it again. Yeah. And then no one would have questions. And now all of a sudden, because they didn't do that, everyone's having the same question. How did they really meet? And where did they really meet? And you're starting to hear rumors of maybe it wasn't a meet-cute situation, more of a setup type deal.
Or that, yeah, that it may have crossed over with the timeline from his last relationship. You've heard that as well.
Right.
There are just elements that are interesting, and I will get to the conspiracy element of this, because while I think it's a little bit ridiculous, I've heard people say that she is his escort captor, and ooh, that and that she has something over him. They met in a way that he wouldn't want anybody to find public, and she knows she has that over him, well, so she's just pulling the strings now.
The way that she basically lambastes or comes at anybody that basically, in her mind, she uses the word harasses her about this relationship, or this is just like basically taken to a level of, you aren't asking me, you can't talk to me about this. If you do, you are harassing me. She's put out quotes that it's never okay to harass anybody or abuse a person based on who they love. And it's like, hold on, Jordan. We are allowed to question. We are allowed to ask the question, and then you cannot just stop it and say, oh, no, that's borderline, or that borders on harassment. Like, and frankly, I'm kind of mad the CBS Sunday Morning guy didn't push back a little bit on that and say, you know what, that's kind of what we're here to find out. So if you don't want to talk about that, we're not going to promote your little book. Like, it all was kind of weird.
I actually think this is the best promotion for the book that he could possibly have, because guess what everyone's doing right now?
Looking at the book.
You see this interview of Bill Belichick promoting his book?
Hey, what's that book called?
I didn't know that he had a book coming out. And actually, in a weird roundabout way, it's actually great promotion for the book. It's also great promotion for rich matchmaking sites.
Sure.
Because I didn't really know that those existed other than Raya. And I had to do some research last night.
One coming in on the text line right now, sugardaddy.com is apparently
that
a thing.
That can't be real.
No, that's
a real thing.
That's a real thing. Yes. Where men of a certain age, of a certain bank account, we can meet hots who just want to be attached with men of a certain age of a certain bank account.
Is there sugarmommies.com?
There's something. There's like... I do think that there is like an inverse of that. I don't know if it's right. I don't know if it's quite as successful, but it's weird because he's always been a guy who has done his thing his own way. And to a degree, it feels like he still is. But now there's this like other voice. I don't want to go like John and Yoko kind of a situation, but it feels like all of a sudden there's this person who had no outside influence that now has more outside influence than anyone has ever had with Bill Belichick, including his own family.
If I was Steve, I'd be checking the will daily. I would be research on what's going on there. It's also funny that she's there and she's dressed pretty nicely and she's, you know, clearly putting out a forward facing image of being well groomed and all that. And then he's just got like holes
his
in his
tattered shirt. He loves that thing.
The other thing too is like, he's like, how'd you get those photos of us doing yoga?
He doesn't get social media still.
I don't think he even knows stuff gets put out.
Snapface and Instabook?
I don't think he realizes that Instaface. I think that's a real thing. I don't think he knows that there were pictures tweeted out.
There are pictures of me on those sites, but I'm not on those
sites. I think you could see it in his face. Like, he's like, what? What pictures of yoga? There are yoga pictures that were out? I thought that was just for us, honey.
Guys, this broke during our show, but at about 3:30 Pacific time, TMZ put out another blip in this story saying that there was one point where Jordan Hudson stormed out of the interview. Oh. So we didn't hear that yet. But
do we know over what?
So I am reading that this was essentially, there is not a topic, but she stormed out of the room at one point and delayed shooting for over 30 minutes.
Okay.
And Tony Dokupel, I don't know how you spell his, or pronounce his name, but it left the interviewer, essentially, it left the entire experience, left him a little freaked out, just like not sure what the hell was happening. So
the other element that, you know, I say I don't want to just give a ton of breath to these conspiracy theories, but that I'm going to do exactly that. The one thing that I keep going back to, do you remember when he was caught on her ring cam leaving her apartment shirtless a couple of years ago?
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Walk of shame.
Well, but so here's the thing about that. He's still Bill effing Belichick. He's the, like, right. What does he have to run from? Why wouldn't he just put his shirt on and go out the door regularly? Like, is there something going, like, was he fleeing some situation? Like, what? I'm not saying that she was, like, going to kill him or something. Like, that's not, like, the road we're going down.
She's
but, like,
running the puppet strings.
Serious question. Why would Bill Belichick have to leave a house shirtless in such a hurry at such a time of day?
Well, maybe he woke up late and had to get back to the practice facility.
And you wouldn't put your shirt on before leaving the house?
Well, sometimes you got to let it breathe.
I don't think so.
Sun's out, guns out, man. Like, what's going on here? I think, look, everyone's been caught on a Ring camera for a time or two. It happens, man. And then gets into your college group chat and it is what it is. Not that that would ever happen to me.
I have questions. I have more questions than I have answers.
Yeah, there was actually reportedly a second interview scheduled that was ultimately canceled as well. This is also from the TMZ thing. Like, this is, it's getting deeper.
Also, he was just kind of weird and cagey about some certain stuff, which you expect out of him. We have this clip as well about him not acknowledging Robert Kraft in his book.
He's not in this book. How come?
He's not. Well, again, it's about my life lessons in football, and it's really more about the ones that I've experienced directly.
But he's not even in the acknowledgement section.
Correct.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
Oh, that sounds like Bill Belichick to me.
That sounds like a couple of my buddies after being broken up with.
Yeah, no, that was my
concern. We mutually decided to stop talking to each other.
Well, this will not be the last time that this comes up because the media seems to be salivating over it, and the TMZs of the world will continue to follow it. But I found her interjections fascinating, and I'll be interested to see if this thing had staying power, I suppose.
I just want it known that I love love. And I want it to work for those crazy kids. And if Jordan ever needs to have an interview with anyone who just wants to give her an interview that's fair and balanced, she should call 1080 The Fan.